We gave people of Malawi a 10-day break to accord them an opportunity to visit their homes, go to church to pray for the country. At the same time, we wanted at least deliberately to give the government time to reflect and see if they can consider looking at the issues that we presented to them. But up to now, nothing has happened. And we are restarting with the demos on the 13th of January. After the Lindi Blantyre demos, we'll proceed to Balaka, where we'll have what we call Chingentoge Plaza shut down. We'll have a vigil for some days because during the time that we met government officials on the same, they promised to look into the issues of the toll gate fees and probably reduce them. But up to now, a month has gone. Nothing is on the ground. Nothing is on the table, which means these are cabinet ministers. Four of them lied to Malawians. We feel cheated, hence the reason why we would want to have a vigil at this toll gate plaza.
The economy has been battered by the coronavirus pandemic. Every country is suffering as a result of that. Why wouldn't you give the government some time?
I want to agree with you that, the economy has hit hard by the COVID, but you must remember at the same time, each and every house has got its own plans. We need not to rely on our donors to come to Malawi and tell us what to do. We need to have our own recovery plan, hence need for government to look into the issues. What we are saying here is, we are not saying that government or, the economy has not been hit hard by the COVID. But at the same time, government should also consider its own people to say, we are in the corona period. Why can't we reduce some basic commodities like the issue of VAT? Why can't they reduce, or take out VAT on essential or commodities that are, important to the human being?
Are you willing to engage the government as they try to address your concerns for which you've launched these series of protests across the country?
Very, very willing, my brother. But, government sometimes has got, selfish people, selfish ministers who doesn't want to listen to the voice of a common man. But we are very, very willing. Even the last time that we met them, to us, we are like, this is an examination. For them, for the president to be re-elected in 2025, he must side with the common people, must side with the poor. But this time around, it's like they don't want to consider the poor. They just want to do things on their own without, considering a common man. So, yes, we want to engage them. We want to sit down with them because this is the only country we have, Malawi.
Will they continue until your concerns are resolved? What is the end game here?
We will continue with the demos up until government takes a hit. But at the same time, we are not the ones to engage ourselves. They are there to engage us. If they are to engage us tomorrow, and at least consider at least one or two issues, one or two concerns on the list, we are going to stop the demos, my brother. But this government is selfish, doesn't want you to listen. I am telling them, look here, you cannot do everything at once. Let us start at least with two or three. But they gave us a deaf ear and a blind eye. And, so there's no way we can stop the demos. Minus them taking heat. I am not like trying to say, do everything at once. Slowly we can agree. Look here. When we met, they promised Malawians. They even, announced it in different media platforms, the TV, to say, we have agreed with Bonny Kaindo, we are going to reduce the toll gate fees in the next, 4 days to come. The 4 days, that was, our meeting took place on the 2nd of December, and they promised to say the new fees would be enjoyed from the 4th of December. Look now, what is the date now? Today is the 7th. They have done nothing. So here's the reason why we want to go back and, demonstrate. But it is not my idea. My idea is, to sit down with government and, discuss these issues amicably. We don't want to be like you're fighting. But we are only trying to tell them that a common man in my village, in Malawi, is suffering, but they don't want to listen.